This is Center Stage, a celebration of performing arts in Sonoma County. It's brought to you by the Green Music Center at Sonoma State University. And coming up, it's the 2019 Gravenstein Apple Fair. And on the KSRO live line with us is the manager of the Apple Fair and the director of Sonoma County Farm Trails, Carmen Snyder. Good morning, Carmen.
Good morning.
Glad to talk to you this morning. The fair itself is a fundraiser for Sonoma County Farm Trails, yes?
It is. It's our primary annual fundraiser, and it was started as such back in 1973 by the founders of Farm Trails.
Wow, 1973. And tell, for people who just moved here, perhaps, or living under that rock, talk about Sonoma County Farm Trails and what your efforts are on a continuing basis.
So our mission is to support farms forever in Sonoma County. And to that end, we produce an annual mapping guide to local agriculture, and which is also on our website as an interactive tool where people can find farms and products that are produced here in Sonoma County. We also curate seasonal farm tours where folks can get out on the farm, meet their farmers and producers, and learn how their food is grown. And then, of course, we produce the Gravenstein Apple Fair.
And the Gravenstein Apple Fair coming up August 17th and 18th next week. And talk about, well, what's your favorite part of this? You're the manager of the whole thing, Carmen. What's your favorite part of the Apple Fair?
I really love all of our programming. So we have numerous venues within the fair, like the Artisan Tasting Lounge, where you can take have bites and sips from wonderful local producers. You can meet them on site, learn about their products. We also have a do-it-yourself arena where you can learn homesteading skills. Like, for instance, this year, Peter Coyote is going to be with us teaching folks how to make jam at home.
I didn't know he made jam.
Apparently, that is his passion. That's his jam.
Wow, that's his jam. Okay, all right. Yeah. Good, good. That sounds like fun.
You can learn how to make natural log beehives, how to natural dye fabrics, how to make cider and sizer at home. So that's one of our venues. And then we have a Life on the Farm arena where you can watch how sheep shearing is done. You can learn how to milk a goat and perhaps even try your hand at it. We'll have Scott Bice and his family from Redwood Hill there offering that demonstration.
Is milking a goat different than milking a cow?
From experience, yes, I can tell you. Goats are...
Harder or easier?
So much easier.
Oh, okay.
Well, the milk bag is a lot smaller, of course, so it's a lot quicker. And
I see.
I love milking, and milking a cow, certainly. Your hands get tired. You've got to develop the muscles for that.
Yeah, I never can figure out how come they don't get tired with you pulling on them all the time, but they seem to be okay with it. Also, lots of live music. That's that's one of the things that we all expect from the Gravenstein Apple Fair. I'm sure this year's no different.
Yeah, the lineup is fantastic, and we have live music on two stages. So the music alternates on the hour, and the music is always exceptional. And this year, our headliners are Hot Buttered Rum and Midtown Social.
Very, very nice. And I like the notion that you put together, which is providing free shuttle buses, too. That makes it easier for folks to get there.
Yes. So from O'Reilly Media on 116 and Holy Ghost Hall on Mill Station Road, you can park in a parking lot for free, hop on a shuttle that'll drop you right off at gate 2.
Very good. That just makes it... Go ahead.
There's on-site parking as well, which is $5, and that, you know, tends to fill up. And then also, we partner with Sports Basement to provide bicycle valet. So we really encourage locals to bike to the fair.
Nice.
And if you do so, you get a $3 discount off of your tickets.
That's a pretty good deal right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. Very good.
So we're always striving to improve our carbon footprint, and we've got amazing greening stations. We have water filtration stations, 8 of them set up through the parks. We encourage folks to bring their water bottles.
We would expect nothing less from the city of Sebastopol, Carmen.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to it August 17th and 18th, the 2019 Gravenstein Apple Fair, celebrating farms forever in Sonoma County. Yeah. Carmen, thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you so much.
That is Carmen. Thank you. See you out there. Carmen Snyder, the executive director of Sonoma County Farm Trails and manager of the Gravenstein Apple Fair. And that's Center Stage, a celebration of performing arts in Sonoma County.